بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear son, you're now a man. Tomorrow you will have a wife and she will be your new companion and a new person to share all your secrets with. Before you walk into her arms forever, let me give you some words to guide you. There was a day I was arguing with your father. We were screaming, tempers were high, and we were angry. Then I called him an idiot. He was so surprised. He looked at me asking how dare I call him that. I immediately started calling him idiot, stupid, crazy. I called him all sorts of names. Guess what he did? He didn't raise his hands to hit me. He just walked away and went out. My son, if your father had hit me that day, how would you have felt sitting here with me today? How would you regard him as your father? Would you have been proud of him? Or would you be blaming me for calling him names? Never hit your wife, no matter the provocation. Just walk away and things will be normal. Whenever she offends you, think of the story I just told you. It could have been your mom. Before I forget, after he left, I was filled with guilt. We slept on the same bed that night. I went to him the next day. I did all I could to show how sorry I was, and he forgave me. That day, I cooked his favorite food, and after that, I never called him names. My respect for your father was 10 times stronger. There is something very important you must always do, my son. Listen very carefully. Defend your wife when she's under pressure. Stand by her. If your friends hate her, it is your duty to make them see her as a queen. Your father's relatives never liked me, but your father was always supportive until the perception changed. There was a day your father was going to host a meeting with his friends. That day, I was in the kitchen cooking for them, and your father went to buy drinks. When the table was set and food was served, everyone started eating. Then, I remembered I didn't add salt in the food. I was so embarrassed. Your father tasted the food and looked at me. He immediately turned to the guests. He told them that he instructed his wife last month not to add salt whenever she was cooking because of some problems with his body. He said it in a funny way and everyone laughed. The guests understood and he asked me to bring salt, and everyone added according to their taste. And he managed to eat the food without salt. After the guests left, he went on his knees and asked God to forgive him for lying. When your wife does not know what to say or do, stand up and speak for her. Sometimes read your wife and understand her. Make it a habit to go places with your wife. Beside your job, move around with her. My son, I know you love me as a mommy. I know you tell me all your problems. But now things will be different. Let your wife be the first to know. When you have problems with her, do not run to me immediately. Wait for a day to pass and then talk to her about it. Pray about it. I know you will have a happy home. May God bless you.